All right, one segment. I got to do this. We're just going to have some fun. Everybody turn your computers off. No phones. We're going to have some fun. This is not even, you're calling us out. No. But the Detroit Tigers have taken the first three games of a four-game set against the Chicago White Sox. And you do not have to apologize for winning games. But when I ask you the following question, I need a real answer. How are the Chicago White Sox real? David, can I have some music, please? All right. So just as the Tigers go for a sweep tonight, the Chicago White Sox have played 131 games. Do you know how many games they've won?
I'm going to go with 32.
Kenny?
Yeah, I'm going to say 35.
David?
40.
They are 31-100. A robust 69 games under 500.
So there's a chance.
Okay. 31-100. I've never seen anything like it. AL Central, competitive division. Your Detroit Tigers sit 10 games out. Just for context. How many games out of the division are the Chicago White Sox? Mind you, it's August 26th.
Let me see. 100.
Tigers are 10. They're 69 games under 500 for the White Sox.
Just come on.
I'm 58.
Kenny.
I'll say 25.
I was going to say 22.
44. They are 44 games out of first. It's August 26th.
I'm rooting for 58 by the end of the season.
Chicago White Sox have played 66 road games. 66 road games. How many of them have they won?
10.
Kenny.
Well, if they have 31 wins total, I'm going to say 15.
They're road Sox. I'm going to go 18.
They are a whopping 13-53 on the road. 13-53. Okay. Run differential. The Guardians. How is this real? The Guardians are a plus 76. The Royals are a plus 97. Twins are plus 73. Tigers plus 10. Namely, because of what they've done to the Sox the last three nights. What is the Sox run differential?
Minus 140.
Okay.
I was thinking more like minus 30 or 40, so I'll say 40.
Okay.
I'll go in the middle, minus 60.
Guys, are you ready?
No.
They are a negative 276 runs.
Stop it.
Minus Stop it. 276.
Stop it.
I win.
No.
So I said to you, they're 31-100. The next worst team in the sport is how many games better than the White Sox? I'll even give you the team. I don't care. Miami Marlins is the next worst team. How many games better are the Marlins?
I'm going to go 20 games better.
Okay. You're saying 20. Kenny?
I'm going to go 15.
Okay. David?
And I'll go in the middle, 18.
The Marlins are 16 games better at 47-83. It is not that the White Sox are bad and or historically bad. They are historically, historically bad. To be eliminated before Labor Day is... They're the only team with the little E next to their name. Dad.
I think we knew that 4th of July.
You knew that April 5th.
I was about to say.
Now, again...
We're not trying.
Hey, you're in a division. You play who you play. Hey, clean up on this team. Lord knows the Tigers. Aren't the Tigers like 9-0 against this team this year?
Yeah. What if a win today and they're at 500?
Yes. 66-66. I think they're 8 games out of the wild card. When you look at those numbers, like, guys, you can kill the music, David. Thank you. When you look at those numbers, we do sports for a living. You deal in numbers. It takes a lot to really surprise you.
Right.
Mike, that's just like...
When you look at this, this is where... Man, if I'm Scott Harris, I'm calling up all my young guys. I want you to feel good about yourself. So everybody's going to get a play in the White Sox series, and then I'm going to send you back down so you could say, yes, you were in major leagues and you didn't go out there and have to face some dominant team. Because, yeah, if there was a such thing as a homecoming game in baseball, it would be the White Sox. You just schedule them because you know it's a guaranteed victory.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's the Get Right series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing, that their prayer review minus the band. You know that's your homecoming game. Go ahead. Because I think they play the White Sox again. That's when you want to go down to Comerica Park and buy tickets because you know you're going to watch a victory. You're going to see this team go out there and win and probably score a lot of runs.
31 and 100. Okay.
I mean, slick back hair, Kenny.
Daiquiris, it's daiquiri time.
That's the best time to go.
31 and 100. That is outrageous.
I think it just makes it even more embarrassing that we're not going to make the playoffs knowing we were handed 15 free victories.
Wow.
But hey, if you want to support this nonsense and buy daiquiris and support this ownership group, God bless. Put a little extra hair gel in, Kenny. Have fun for all of us. David on the ticket text. So, yes, apparently Tigers are just going to go ahead and win tonight, too. Yeah.
Someone says, how many games more versus the White Sox? Maybe the Tigers could make a run.
I think they got three more against the White Sox.
They do, to end the season with a three-game series. Yes.
Go down there. They will go 3-0.
I've never seen something like this. And if you think about history.
Oh, wait, is this the final games?
Yes.
See, maybe the Tigers would be like, we don't want you to set the record, so we'll throw the game.
Yeah, remember
the Tigers were bad.
They had to catch fire just to go 43-119.
Right, but I remember that final game. It was the Twins were like, yeah, we don't want you to get the record, so we're just going to go out there and put the batting coach out on the mound.
Rico, this team's going to lose 120 games.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do that with me.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, I know. I'm just saying that is... That's inexplicable.
Right. But they're owning it. They want this badly. They're not trying.
No, they're not. Well, they're trying.
No, they're not.
They're just bad.
No, they're not trying.
I've never seen it. Not like this. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, Rico, this segment on White Sox is giving me PTSD from 03 with the Tigers. Almost like you pulled a page out of the history books.
It's unbelievable. I mean, imagine being that White Sox beat writer. Just so we lost again.
Here, hold on. I got the Tigers right here. 43-119. You know, oddly enough, all right, so now the White Sox are going to smash this. The Tigers that year finished 47 games out of first. White Sox are going to obliterate this.
That's why it will be historically bad. You might as well just own this.
The run differential, they're going to give a run for their money. The Tigers in that 03 season, do you know what their run differential was?
No.
Negative 337. I think the White Sox may smash that too. Think about it. You got 32 games. If they lose each game by an average of two runs, which would be considered competitive baseball for those idiots, they'll still end up worse than the Tigers.
Let me give you, here's your prop bet. White Sox victories.
Yeah.
Ohtani home runs.
Wow. I'll take Ohtani. what do you want me to say?
No, I'm just saying, because I was going to say Aaron Judge, but you're not going to get anything because he's going to hit about 700.
And the Tigers had to play above 500 baseball just to get to 43.
Yeah. So Ohtani's sitting at 40 home runs. Yeah. Which would you take? Ohtani? Or
got to be the White Sox.
Got to be Ohtani. No.
I'm taking Ohtani.
They got to win 10 games, right?
No.
No. Ohtani's sitting at 40 right now.
Oh, you're saying total?
Total home runs.
Oh, Whoa. So, like, if he got to 50 and the White Sox win 49 games. Oh,
right.
Ohtani.
Right.
Ohtani.
Well, I was going to say Aaron Judge, but that's not fair.
Aaron Judge is right nut over the White Sox. Like, are you kidding me? Jesus. Here, Colt Keith home runs. What's he at, 12?
How about Akil Baddoo games in the majors versus White Sox victory?
Yeah, total feet Akil Baddoo's balls traveled. David, go ahead. Now we'll get back to business. I'm sorry. It was something where I look at this and you're like, how is this real?
Yeah, someone's saying, based on their seasons, what is crazier, the White Sox season or the Aaron Judge last 100 games?
White Sox season.
Yeah, I think so.
Look, we've lived through a lot, and I'm not diminishing what Aaron Judge has done, namely because he'll probably choke in the playoffs. But the point is, we've never seen this. This is a White Sox team that I think has a more than credible chance to be way worse than the Tigers of 03. Like, by games, plural. That's insanity. And when you factor in that it is not some, you know, Kennicott hillbilly-ass market, it's Chicago. That's even worse.
Yeah, if someone wants to know what's worse, the 23-24 Pistons or the 2024 White Sox?
White Sox. There's nothing. The White Sox.
Okay, that may be a push.
It's a push.
That's a push.
It's push. That's a push. The judge from Russia gave it a 9.4. All right, it's push. All right, we will collect ourselves, get back to business next. 97.1.